This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. We're your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, October 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, man.
Creepy.
Super. Just call it that. Friday the 13th in October, and we are down, completed, with two preseason games, the Magic going 2-0. Magic basketball is finally back, kind of. Games don't count, but it's back. It's on TV, kind of, if you got a stream or if you're able to maneuver some, you know, VPN, NBA League Pass, however it is that you're watching it. The great news is that Magic basketball is back. People are talking about Orlando Magic basketball. We're back in the mold, man, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that in today's episode, kind of recapping Magic versus Pelicans, Magic versus Cavs, and then some of the other things that we've been hearing about the Orlando Magic in the national media, kind of giving our players some recognition, some well-needed recognition. But before we get into that, last week we did announce that we were having a couple giveaways. We're giving away an NBA, Orlando Magic NBA Classic uniforms, a classic uniform for 2023-2024, the T-Mac Stars. We're giving away that jersey out to a random fan, listener, subscriber. We had some rules and regulations that you had to follow in order to do that, and we selected a winner, and then we also did another giveaway with our partners over at FOCO, who we're giving out a bobblehead, man, a City Edition Paolo Banchero bobblehead. If you haven't received one of these before, if you haven't seen what they look like, this is probably one of the best bobbleheads that we've seen. It's really solid. It looks great. It feels great. It lasts long. My kids, they've played around with the bobbleheads and accidentally dropped in. They don't break, they don't crack. So really great quality bobblehead. But Al, let's kind of go over the winners before we move forward.
Let's do it. So exciting stuff, man. So as you guys know, we had, let's start with the bobblehead first. So the bobblehead, as Anthony mentioned, a FOCO USA Paolo Banchero City Edition bobblehead.
Is there a drum roll?
The winner for that one is, from Twitter, we got Jonathan_C89.
Hey.
Congratulations. Jonathan, if you guys know him on Twitter, one of the biggest Magic fans out there. I get to watch, to see him at most Magic games, and this dude goes to all games decked out in full Magic gear. So a Magic lifer winning the first prize. So again, Jonathan, congratulations. We'll get that shipped out to you here over the next couple of days. We'll reach out to you tomorrow morning. So for the next one, Anthony, so what's the next one again?
Next one, Classic Edition 2023-2024 Orlando Magic T-Mac Stripes, or excuse me, T-Mac Stars jersey. And the winner is...
So, first things first, I got to say, man, these are clean. These are clean. Super. So, whoever Super. The winner is going to truly enjoy it. The winner of the jersey is, from Twitter once again, Ranita89_2. Congratulations. That's going to be a clean jersey. We'll reach out once again to you tomorrow, and we'll make sure it gets to you. As a reminder, it's a customizable jersey. Whatever you want to say, whatever number, we'll ship it out to you. So congratulations to both Jonathan and Ranita. We'll get that out there to you guys as soon as possible. For those that didn't win, keep an eye on our feed. Keep an eye on our social media accounts. We're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. And we got some cool stuff brewing here over the next few weeks. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, so really exciting. Congratulations to them. Like Al said, more giveaways on the way throughout the season. We got a lot of great feedback from it, a lot of great engagement. So really looking forward to some other things. We kind of want to switch it up a little bit. We did the uniforms. We did the bobblehead. Who knows what we're going to come up with next. We definitely want it to be something different than the giveaways that we've done in the past. So really excited about that. But let's get into it, Al. First preseason game against the Pelicans. We get a chance to be able to see Duke Paolo Banchero versus Duke Zion Williamson. And I'll be honest with you, man. It was a really fun game to watch from a couple of different aspects. One of the first things that I'll be honest with you that I enjoyed about the game was really the commentary, first and foremost, from the Pelicans broadcast. Unfortunately, it was not on Bally Sports Florida. It was on Bally Sports New Orleans. So you're not getting the voices that we're used to hearing with David and Jeff, but we were able to hear the New Orleans. And for the most part, man, they out of all the different ones that I've heard, just across the years, they were probably the most in tune, from other teams that we've listened to. And they had a lot of great things to say about the Magic, which I thought was awesome. And, you know, I've always been a fan of Antonio Daniels. If you listen to him on, NBA radio, then you kind of, you're used to his perspective and kind of how he calls the games and whatnot. But I definitely enjoyed at least the commentary side of it, completely different than, the Cavs one that we heard. It was terrible. But the New Orleans, I actually enjoyed. But it was a good game, man. The Magic beat the Pelicans 122-105 after trailing by as many as 16 points. And we saw a lot of really great highlights from Paolo Banchero, from Markelle Fultz. But Al, give me your perspective, man. What are some of the things that you liked, that you didn't like, and something that may have surprised you?
I mean, let me start off by saying that the biggest surprise to me was, maybe not a surprise, but we talked about it on last week's episode, and we talked about Jalen Suggs. We're like, hey, who starts? Jalen Suggs, Gary Harris. And guess what? Through two games, Jalen Suggs has gotten the call to start with the starters, to be a shooting guard for us. And I've been impressed, man. I think Jalen Suggs, again, the attitude is different. The game seems to have slowed down a little bit for him. But the defense, man, I know he's good defensively. We knew that already. But my goodness, he has been terrific on the defensive end, especially against the Pelicans. We got to see that. Three-point shot is going in for him. So that's been the number one thing so far for me. And how can you not mention Wendell Carter Jr., man? Wendell Carter shot the ball really, really well against the Pelicans. He ended up hitting 3 3-pointers in that game. And we've talked about it before. That's a game changer for us. If Wendell can come in and hit the man that the defenders guard him at the three-point line, it's game over, because now all of a sudden Franz, Paolo, Jalen Suggs, Markelle can go to the hoop and there's no help. There's no way to double team Paolo anymore. So those were the two biggest takeaways for me on that game. A third one would be Cole Anthony. I think Cole Anthony simply killed it in that game. He looks so confident out there. Again, like Suggs, the game has slowed down a little bit for him. We've seen more creativity as a point guard. He ran the pick and roll way better. Move the ball around when needed. But most importantly, he knows his role, man. It's, I'm here to score. He's the new Terrence Ross. I'm getting the ball and I'm going to score. So I definitely liked those three things out of that game the most. What about you? What stood out to you in that game against the Pelicans?
Yeah, so first to highlight, no Joe Ingles. Coach Moles before the game, had mentioned that he won't be playing the vet, that he kind of earned this through his years of service to the NBA. So, no Joe Ingles. We weren't able to see him on the floor. But I think for me personally, I really like the battle of Paolo Banchero and Zion Williamson. It almost to the point where you really saw Paolo kind of shut Zion down in at least some capacity, played really, really great defense. And I think that that's going to be the biggest pillar for Paolo this season. You know, you talk about kind of, you know, the experience that he got for Team USA and how he was given a lot of minutes at that five position. And although we may not see him as often playing that five position for the Magic, I think defensively that's going to be one of the things that he carries over. And we were able to see that from Paolo. He had two steals for the night, one block, which was awesome. 12 points, a total of 6 rebounds. So this is somebody that in very limited minutes was able to be impactful. If there's one thing that I do want to see from Paolo, and granted it's preseason, we're going to see more, you know, there's obviously going to be more minutes played for Paolo Banchero during the season, but I really want to get to a point where he's just dominant. Right. And it's going to interchange between Paolo and Franz. And I think that, Paolo Banchero needs to be the one that has that dominance so that it opens up, you know, the floor in the game for everyone else. And that everyone else, a lot of times and a lot of nights, it's going to be Wendell Carter Jr. I think Wendell is going to be the one that's going to benefit the most from, you know, teams and their defensive schemes kind of focusing on Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. There's been a point for, you know, Wendell to shoot the basketball specifically from behind the 3-point line. And he was 4 for 5. So that was beautiful to watch. He was given the green light from his teammates, from the coaching staff. Again, a point of focus. And I think that that's only going to grow more and more as the season goes on.
I completely agree with you. Again, that's going to be a game changer for our team. And to your point, it's going to be interesting to see how Paolo and Franz kind of balance out their attack on offense. But one other thing that was huge for me is the depth of this team. And the New Orleans Pelicans broadcasters did a great job talking about it. There's just so much talent on this team now that we're fully healthy. I mean, we went, 12, 13, 14, 15 deep in this game. And I never felt like, man, like, why is this guy playing? Like, they shouldn't be on the court. Like, they belong. They should be getting a look. And they're going to help us. Whenever injuries happen, those players that are at the bottom of the bench right now, they're going to help us. So the depth is real about this team. I got to ask you, what about the rookies? So let's talk about their first professional game. We got to see Anthony Black. We got to see Jet Howard debut for the Orlando Magic. What were your thoughts quickly on the two of them?
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Black did exactly what I was expecting, right? If you were expecting for Anthony Black to go absolutely ballistic on the offensive end, you know, I'm sorry, that's just not the player that we got. And we got a player that is going to lead defensively, is going to be a playmaker and be able to make his teammates better. And his first preseason game, if we're being honest, it was rough. It wasn't a great showing. And that's okay. He played 18 minutes, was 1 of 5 from the field, only scored 2 points, and was -7. So I'm not surprised. I'm okay with it. And, you know, we'll talk about it more in a little bit, but we were able to get at least a better performance with him, you know, versus the Cavs. But it's not anything to worry about. It's exactly what I expected preseason. And then from Jet Howard, if I'm being honest, I was a little more disappointed with how we utilized Jet Howard. I really hated the fact that we waited towards the end of the game to be able to put him on the floor. I was kind of expecting for him to get way more burn, or at least, you know, more meaningful action during the game. But Jet Howard, 15 minutes on the floor, was 3 for 8 from the field, 2 for 5 from the 3-point line. He was a plus 8 for us. So, you know, it's Jet Howard. We got what we are expecting from Jet Howard. He's someone that's going to be, you know, a 3-point threat, someone that's going to stretch the floor. And I really like what I saw from Jet Howard in the limited time that we saw. Anthony Black, you know, it's going to be a minute, you know, especially him playing kind of, you know, off ball a little bit. There are going to be experimenting with him playing some 3, some 2, playing alongside Cole Anthony majority of the time. And I think that that's going to be an adjustment as well. If you're talking about someone that, you know, in Arkansas, he had the ball in his hands pretty often, that may not be as, you know, a high volume as, you know, he's going to have the ball here with us in Orlando. So, you know, I'm not surprised from what I saw. I'm not disappointed. It's preseason. Franz Wagner, his rookie year, his preseason wasn't great either. So there's a lot of time for growth. There's a lot of time for development. They're going to get plenty of time to be able to do that. So from my perspective, I'm good with what we saw. What about you?
I 100% agree with you. I think Anthony Black, not the debut that probably he wanted to have, not the right debut that we wanted to have. And unfortunately, through one game, right? We're talking just about one game right now. It's kind of what we expected, to your point. We knew that he wasn't an offensive force. We were all kind of dumbfounded when we drafted him. Like, wait, why? Just because, again, that same issue. Like, hey, he's not an offensive player. He plays for... We have already 3-4 guys that already played that position. It didn't make sense at the time. So this game didn't really help, right? It just seems like the fit, what we needed was an offensive weapon. If you ask me, off the bench, whatever it may be, that's not his game. But to your point, Franz struggled big time in preseason when he was a rookie. He will come around. He played a little bit better against the Cavs. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. But Jet Howard, man, I said it on draft night when we came back and we recorded. He, to me, was... the better draft pick, if you ask me. I know we all want a Grady Dick, but out of Anthony Black, Jet Howard, in my eyes, he fits a need way more than Anthony Black. And through one game, talking about just New Orleans game, you could see it right away. This kid came off the bench, fourth quarter, and he was lights on. Like, he was like, yeah, I'm here to shoot. I'm here to score. 8 points, 15 minutes, 50% for three-point range. He reminds me, and I've said it before, he reminds me a little bit of the Terrence Ross, like how he plays the game. It's just, I'm here, give me the ball. When I'm open, I'm going to shoot it. And that release, man, it's no joke. He gets off shots so quickly off the dribble, catch and shoot, whichever way. So, man, props to our front office. I know we were kind of like, what, when we drafted him? But based on what we've seen so far, training camp, clips, 2 games of preseason, that shot looks good, and he is confident, man. Like, that kid has no hesitation letting it fly. So I think being the son of an NBA player has gotten him ready mentally for this level. But so far, Anthony Black, again, not really that impressed early on. Jet Howard, though, I want to see him play more with the bench unit. Heck, throw him with the starters for a couple of minutes and see what that looks like, because that shooting threat from the outside can help us big time.
Yeah, and I think that that's all part of preseason. The only thing that I really didn't like is... you know, Emeril Schofield was on the floor way before Jet Howard, and I was a little confused by it. With Emeril Schofield, you already know what you're getting with Emeril, right? You get what you got. And I think that, you know, that's especially with preseason, man. Jet Howard should definitely be in there earlier. That would be my only complaint. And then Jonathan Isaac. How do we not talk about J.I.? J.I., to me, he's the one for sure that will benefit the most from preseason out of any other player on our roster, because with him, he's the one that needs to shake off the rust way more than anyone. But even in his very limited time, 8 minutes, you know, offensively, his shot is still a little rocky. 2 from 7, 1 from 2 from the 3-point line, missed a free throw, but still 2 blocks, 1 steal defensively. You know, in his limited minutes, in eight minutes of gameplay, my man had 2 blocks and 1 steal, and 7 points. So he was still effective and was still able to be impactful on the court. Throughout the injuries, throughout a little bit of excitement that we had last season, to see it kind of transition into now this season and preseason, you have to be impressed with what you saw from Jonathan Isaac.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you can see limited minutes, both games. He only played in the first half against the Pelicans, also against the Cavs. So there's a big confusion amongst Magic fans. Like, is there a minutes restriction once again for J.I.? It kind of seems like there is at this moment. But man, game changer for us on the defensive end. He's hit 3-pointers. He hit 1 against the Cavs. He hit 1 against New Orleans. So that 3-and-D mentality, man, I mean, remember, this is a kid that we all thought could be a defensive player of the year candidate when healthy. And you can see why. In limited action, he's out there getting steals, getting blocks in 9 minutes, man. Imagine if he can ever play 25, 30 minutes along with Wendell and Mupalo out there, it can be a game changer for us. But so far, just the fact that he is healthy and he's out there playing, that's all it takes for me to be excited for what we've seen from him.
And how do we not talk about Paolo Banchero's nasty highlight where he crossed over Zion and a really big poster over Valanciunas? So, like, that was such a high moment. I think that when that moment happened, I screamed. I ran around the house. I had the baby in my arms, and he was confused. So what an epic moment for Paolo Banchero. It's one of those things where it makes it even that much more exciting that it was against Zion. You expect Zion to be this big, massive, you know, body, and the fact that Paolo was able to get by him pretty quickly and be able to throw it down with massive amount of authority. It gives you LeBron-esque vibes, which I absolutely love. And the team was excited. It was an exciting moment. Markelle Fultz also had another really great highlight. When these things happen, because Paolo has this tendency of getting a highlight at the beginning of his rookie season, where he had a pretty big dunk his first game, and then starting off this preseason pretty hot with that big highlight. But how much of that allows for the national media to be able to still give some of that marketing, that hype for Paolo Banchero, which we know this season, even if we do well, is nowhere going to be near the little bit that he received last season because he was overshadowed by Victor Wembanyama.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, first things first, it gets you in SportsCenter, right? NBA, you know, top 10 plays, whatever it may be. It gets you out there, and that's the number one thing. So for sure, it helps, man. It's marketing. Anytime you have a big dunk, a big play, it gets you on YouTube, a bunch of highlights. I mean, Twitter was blowing up, people sharing that video. So we need more of that, and I love the fact that he started the year once again attacking the rim, going at it extremely hard. I mean, that dunk was insane. Like, same thing as you. When that dunk happened, I was having dinner and I left the couch. I just went walking around the house. It was that nice. But yeah, man, I think we need more of that, and we'll definitely get more of that from Paolo, but definitely a sick dunk. And Markelle, to your point, that was just so much ease, how he just glides in the air, man. Like, this dude took literally one step from the free throw line and just dunked it like it was warm-ups. I'm like, how is he doing these things? But yeah, man, it's exciting. This young team has a lot of athletes out there. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, 108-105 against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Magic go two back-to-back away games. So when it comes to the Magic being 2-0, it's preseason. You're in New Orleans, you're in Cleveland. You know, how much more emphasis does this allow for the Magic to be prepared for the season? You know, you take a look at, you know, our starting five. Paolo was plus 14, Franz plus 16, Wendell plus 18, Markelle plus 14, Jalen Suggs plus 18. Our starters, when they were in the game, you know, they're a tough matchup. And you know, even the Cavs commentators, they were saying that, you know, even with our bench, you know, the team is, we have a very talented team 1 through 15, to where even if the Magic are down, there's still a lot of fight in the Magic that, you know, you kind of have to keep the gas on us, which I think a lot of teams are going to be able or are going to have to figure that out sooner than later because our team is so talented. But yeah, talk to me about the Cavs. What did you like about that game, and what stood out for you?
I got to say, so you're talking about the opponents that we faced so far. You got to love the fact that New Orleans, a team that is expected to make the playoffs, especially if Zion is healthy. Cavs, top 5 team in the East, right? And here are the Magic. It is preseason. We know that. But when the starters are out there competing against their starters so far, we've looked great. Like we've honestly beat them by double digits, both the Cavs and the Cavaliers, who lost the lead because the third stringers messed it up for us. But our starters, man, like they're competing hard and they're keeping up with these playoff teams, right? I honestly don't see the Magic going into a game this season coming up and me feeling like, oh my God, it's going to be an easy win for the opponents. Maybe the Suns, maybe like those top tier teams, but the Bucks maybe. But other than that, I think like we match up against anyone. And that's what I've taken away from this preseason. It's like the team is so ready. You can definitely tell the chemistry's there, the cohesiveness, the connection. They know what they're going to be. Like they know each other already. But tonight for me, I mean, Franz Wagner, man, we all keep saying that we want to see him be more aggressive. Paolo has told him directly, we need you to be more aggressive. And dude, 18 points, 6-for-7 from the field, 3-for-3 from 3-point range in 19 minutes. Markelle Fultz, another guy that sometimes kind of goes on this little like lulls and falls asleep on offense a little bit, attacking today, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. You got to love it. You got to love the fact that on any given night, it could be anyone on our team that leads the team in scoring. You don't know where it's coming from. Paolo's the guy. We know that. Franz, the secondary offensive weapon. But it could easily be Markelle. It could easily be Jalen Suggs that has a huge night. It could easily be Wendell Carter that has a huge night. Also, major props to Jalen Suggs in this game. 8 points. But the best part, 2-for-3 from 3-point range. And he did a great, great job defending Donovan Mitchell, one of the best scorers in the NBA. And man, he made him look uncomfortable out there. So you got to like that if you're a Magic fan.
Yeah, Markelle Fultz, 1-for-2 from the 3-point line. I love the fact that he was shooting the ball from behind the 3-point line. He didn't do that against the Pelicans. And I think that in terms of preseason, what you want to see out of Markelle Fultz, you want him to take those shots. You want him to get into the rhythm, into the flow before the actual season starts. And, you know, it's one of those things where Markelle Fultz, we're going to go only as far as he's able to take us, right? We've seen what life is like without Markelle Fultz through his stints of his injuries. And we're clearly a better basketball team with him, you know, being quarterbacking that for us, right? So I love everything about Markelle Fultz, the fact that he's out there battling against Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell in preseason. It allows for, you know, that iron to sharpen iron, right? It allows for him to be able to be better prepared for the season. And I think that's the aspect that I love about preseason. There's one thing that I love about preseason is that, yes, it does allow for our teams to get ready and be polished and kind of take what they've discussed and learned from training camp into the season, into basketball play. But the things that I don't like is, man, being away 2 games and none of it counting is the part that kind of hurts my soul a bit, because we know that this season is really where it's going to be at, where every game is going to count. And I think that going into the season being 2-0 so far, it's only going to give this team the confidence that it needs. They already have the confidence, right? They know that this group, this team is special, but to be able to see it on paper, preseason or not preseason, it's definitely going to do wonders for the team. And, you know, preseason, it's almost over, right? Only a few more games left, and then we get really into it. But if there's one thing that you want to see towards the back end of these preseason games, what would you say is the one thing that you really hope to get out of it?
I really want to see us, the last couple games especially, increase the minutes of the starters a little bit. So like Tuesday's game against the Pelicans at home, I'm hoping the starters play at maybe 25 minutes, kind of get that rotation a little bit more tightened up a little bit. Just because to your point, man, we got 2 more games. That's it. And then opening night. So the first 2, what we knew that we're going to be, let's get the third stringers out there. Let's get the G League guys some minutes. But now next week, it gets a little more real. And the games are at home, man. Let's give the fans a show. But I really want to see, to your point earlier, I want to see Jet Howard get more minutes with, again, the bench unit, some way, somehow, just because, again, he's earned it. 8 points against the Pelicans, 8 points against the Cavs, 50% shooter from 3-point range so far. I want to see that kid play more minutes here at home. And Anthony Black, I need him to be a little more confident on the offensive end, not be so shy about shooting it. Like, just let it fly, man. Let it fly, especially at home. That's about it. I have zero concerns about the starters. zero concern about the main players from the bench. Just stay healthy, man. I know we want to win these games, but stay healthy. I want to see this team opening night be 100% healthy and ready to get started off to a strong start to the season.
Yeah, and you know, I think that with, just to kind of add with Anthony Black, it's going to take some time for him to get comfortable. And we saw some of that in this Cavs game. You know, in the middle of the third quarter, we're talking about him taking a crossover down the middle of the lane and throwing it down in half-court offense. So this is a player that his advantage is his size. His advantage is his length. And we were able to see at least a glimpse of that. So definitely a better showing against Cleveland. But yeah, ultimately we want to be able to see him be that much more aggressive offensively. You really want Anthony Black is your top lottery pick this year. You want him to be able to showcase and make an impact during the game and kind of lead the second unit. Right now we know that's kind of falling on Cole Anthony and Jonathan Isaac, but you know, as a young player that we're going to put a lot of investment in, we're really hoping that kind of kickstarts a little earlier than what we're kind of expecting for it to be. We know that it's going to be a little bit with Anthony Black, not so much of a project, I would say, obviously, but we definitely want to be able to see, get this all out of your system during preseason. That way season starts, we're kind of hitting the ground running.
Yes, so sir.
Coming up, we have Tuesday against the New Orleans Pelicans and then Friday against the Brazilian basketball team Flamengo, and those games will be at the Amway. It was announced and reported that those games will be televised with Bally Sports. So if you, however it is that you've been watching these games, we won't talk about details, but if you struggled the way that I've struggled, these games being on Bally Sports Florida is definitely going to change and probably be a better viewing experience, in my opinion. So moving past these games, all right. ESPN came out with an article where they were saying that Orlando, or not necessarily an article, but a ranking where they were saying that Orlando is not a play-in team. This is something that we've struggled with ESPN and the national media for a very, very long time, where we obviously don't agree, right? ESPN is very conservative when it comes to these rankings. And conservatives really more towards the Orlando Magic, where we've seen that they don't really give us the respect that we believe that we should have and what we've earned, right? But first and foremost, I know that you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. But when you first saw this ranking list, what were the first things that came to mind?
Yeah, so pretty much for those that haven't seen it yet, it's pretty much a record prediction for the teams in the East, right? So they listed every team in the East, and the Magic came out actually out of the play-in in that ranking. So they basically are saying the Magic will not even be a play-in team this season. To your point, not surprising. What else would we expect from ESPN? They finally gave us some love on our young players, which we'll talk about next, but it's not surprising. I think if anything, that's something that you can take as coach mostly, put in the locker room and say, hey, man, this is what they expect us to be and show it. Not even the play-in team. Let's shock the world. So if anything, use that as energy, use that as that gas to get you through the season and to shock some people, man, because as we can see, the respect is not there, despite us having a solid young core, showing that we can win games last year when healthy and being fully healthy this season. So it's up to us to shock the world. But at the same time, you kind of want that respect a little bit. But it is what it is. What about you? What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We expect it. If anything, as much as we want it, right, there's a lot of advantages to it in a sense where from a confidence booster, you know, the team feels the same way that we do, that we're not getting the respect, that we're being snubbed, that nobody knows us the way that we know us, right? So one, obviously nobody agrees with it, especially if you live in Orlando or you play for the team. But two, we understand that that's not a positive reflection of the Orlando Magic. We know that we're a better team. We're expecting for us to be able to be in the play-in tournament because just last season we were fighting for it. And if it wasn't for the tough first 20 games, you know, we would definitely be up there. So it's only a matter of time before those things change, right? But I will say that, you know, their rankings for our players was surprising. It was surprising to see, you know, the Magic having two players on their ranking list, where they ranked Paolo Banchero number 30th and Franz Wagner number 52. And when you look at players that Paolo Banchero was in front of, you know, you're looking at players like Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Kyrie Irving. You're looking at Ja Morant. You're looking at Darius Garland, Bradley Beal, Zach LaVine coming in number 38. Paolo Banchero, after his very first season, his rookie season, definitely left a lasting impression, at least from a national media standpoint. And I think that that's only going to continue to grow as the season goes on. Sophomore Paolo Banchero is definitely going to be better than rookie Paolo Banchero. But surprisingly enough, Franz Wagner was the one that really stood out to me. This is a player that was not on any rankings last season. He is now. Him playing basketball for Germany this offseason and winning gold, that put in a lot of stock for him from a national standpoint. From a global standpoint, if we're being honest. And I think that Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, when we talk about, you know, the best duels in the NBA right now, especially from a youth perspective, there's not anyone from the national media can honestly say that they would kind of take, you know, in front of, or at least not think about it. Because when you're looking 3, 4, 5 years down the line, in this Eastern Conference, it's going to be ran by Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. And we're only getting a glimpse of what we've seen so far. But their dynamic, their size, the way that they're able to put the ball on the floor, their dominance, it's going to reflect this season. And I think it's going to change people's perspectives to where next year, when we're seeing these rankings, I'm expecting for Paolo to be in the top 20. I'm expecting for Franz to be in the top 30, maybe the top 25. And I'm expecting for the Magic to have at least a ranking of being in the playoffs, because that's where it's going to be highlighted. That's the expectation. That's the goal. That's the promised land that the Magic are working towards.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. I think to your point, the biggest surprise to me was Franz. But it's funny how both Paolo and Franz were not even ranked last year in the top 100 for ESPN. And just after one season, how quickly things change. Here's Franz at 52. Here's Paolo at 30. And I'm willing to bet money. Next season, Franz will be higher in that list. I can tell you that much. Yep. So, I mean, if you're a Magic fan, this is just a quick little glimpse of how bright our future is, but also how quickly things can change. For so many years, we drafted player after player after player, trying to get that like franchise guy or a guy that can change our culture here in Orlando. And here we are, back-to-back years. You get Franz, you get Paolo. And don't forget, man, Jalen Suggs still out there. He still has a shot to be a key player in this core that we're building. But just like that, in 2 years, Orlando basketball is back. And as we can see, we're getting some respect, at least from national media at this point.
Yeah, just to kind of highlight some of the names that came before Paolo Banchero, you got Trae Young at 29, Larry Markkanen at 28, Brandon Ingram, 27, Drew Holiday, 26, Pascal Siakam, 25, Kawhi Leonard, 24, Darian Fox, 23, Domantas Sabonis, 22, Tyrese Haliburton, Jaylen Brown, Paul George, Jamal Murray, Bam Adebayo. You're talking about eventually Paolo Banchero being in a list of names where we know Paolo Banchero is our franchise guy. We know this. But it's time to be able to put him front and center in the showroom. And this is a season where I think that he's really able to capitalize on that. Now, with that being said, there was an NBA GM survey for this year where Franz Wagner was voted third as a player most likely to have a breakout season this year. And Paolo Banchero tied for fourth. So you had Anthony Edwards at number one with getting 23% of the votes, followed by Cade Cunningham, Franz Wagner at three, Paolo Banchero tied with Tyrese Maxey with 7% each. So what are your thoughts on Franz Wagner getting a top three nod for a breakout season?
I mean, those are some pretty impressive names to be around. You know, Cade Cunningham, as we know, missed most of last year with injuries. Anthony Edwards is a beast. Tyrese Maxey will probably have a larger role this year in Philly with the whole James Harden rumors going on. So it's impressive to see Franz out there. But I think, again, the reason that is happening, I think, is because of that gold in the FIBA World Cup. The fact that they won and how well he played. So you got to be excited. And then Paolo right behind him. So basically you're saying either one of those guys, Paolo or Franz, will have a breakout season this year for the Orlando Magic. And guess what? What if they both do? What if they both average over 20 points a night? What if they both manage to have really good, solid seasons and the Magic finish top 7 in the East? All of a sudden, both of these dudes will no longer be, again, surprising the league. They are players that deserve to be in the top 30, top 40 list every single year. So exciting season ahead. It's good to see some respect again given to our young guys because we know in Orlando for sure what we have, and it's definitely special.
Yep, and some of the other surveys that these NBA general managers completed listed that the Magic had the Magic came in third in most promising young core, tied for third for which team will be most improved. And then Coach Mosley received votes for which head coach is the best manager and motivator of people. In the interview with Anthony Parker that he had with the Orlando Magic, he talked about kind of some of the focuses that they had during training camp, right? He talked about kind of how this season not being the same, or some of the things that was done last season not being tolerated this season. Talked about stopping in the middle of practice to make sure that players are doing right. He's holding people more accountable. You're looking at not just a growth from a player standpoint, but I think that this season we're really going to see a growth from Coach Mosley. Throughout the whole entire offseason, we've heard the interviews and the talks from Markel Fultz, from Gary Harris, really highlighting the fact that Coach Mosley is one of the good ones, right? They need to take advantage of the time now that they have with Coach Mosley and make sure that, you know, they win games so that Coach Mosley stays around for a long, long time, because when it comes to head coaches in the NBA, you know, they're not everyone is fortunate enough to have a player coach like Coach Mosley. And I think that that's one of the things that really stood out to me. He received the recognition by being hired to be able to run the select team for Team USA. And the fact that he's getting these votes now, I think is just the beginning of what we're going to end up getting with Jamal Mosley. I know that he's not perfect. I know last season there was a lot of things that we could have nitpicked. But I think that this is not just the season for growth from our team, our players, but it all starts with Coach Mos. And I think that we're going to be able to see a lot of that coming this season.
100% agree. And I think another group that deserves recognition is our front office. I don't see any recognition that we're giving to them. But again, man, there's been some decisions that they've made that have made us kind of wonder, like, hey, is that the right thing? Did we really need that? Think back to when we hired Coach Mosley. We all wanted more of a seasoned veteran coach. We wanted more of a Atkinson. We wanted more of a player that maybe Jason Kidd type of thing. Yeah, here we out of nowhere, we hired Jamal Mosley. And we look back at it now, 3 years later, and man, what a great hire that was. For this young unit that we've been building, this young core, the perfect coach, if you ask me. The motivation, how great he gets along with the players. He gets at it in training camp. It goes out there and plays with them. He's young enough to be able to communicate with his guys and relate to them. And guess what? He also has basketball playing experience, so he can relate to them in that aspect as well. So again, our front office, man, I don't think we give him enough credit. Sometimes they make some head-scratching moves. But at the end of the day, when you look back at the big picture, they've done a phenomenal job so far.
Couldn't agree more. A lot more exciting Magic basketball coming again Tuesday against the Pelicans. Be able to see that rematch. And then Friday against the Flamengo Brazilian Basketball Club. Fun games, more on the way. Get these preseason games out of the way and get into the real games where every game counts. And it's really a battle from the very beginning, because once these games start, we're really going to get an idea of the rotations. We're not going to be at a point where all 15 players are going to get minutes, right? It's just not realistic. And there's a lot of questions that will ultimately get answered. Minute restrictions for Jonathan Isaac. How much emphasis are they putting more towards playing and protecting? Jalen Suggs, is he going to stay in the starting lineup? Joe Ingles, how much time and minutes is he going to play? And if he does play, you know, how impactful is his veteran presence going to play on the team that we have? Anthony Black, Jack Howard, rookies, what their journey is going to be like. And then Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, showing their dominance, seeing their growth. Markel Fultz leading the team. Wendell Carter, his three-point shooting. There's so many different storylines for this Orlando Magic team that you really can't focus on just one specific one specific aspect. And I think that that's the part that's so exciting about this team, is that nobody believes that they're a playoff team. We do. And it's because we see them on a day-to-day basis. We see the talent. We see their level of play. We see how cohesive they are, their team chemistry, and it's all being shown on the court. So even if the rest of the world doesn't believe it, it's only a matter of time before they do. So, Al, if there's one thing that you're excited about this season before the full kickoff, what would you say is that one thing?
Honestly, it's got to be home games for me, man. I got to witness this team go from not being able to fill out Amway Center. We went through the pandemic. And then, again, the young core is kind of building and building and building. And last year, man, once December hit and the team got healthy, Amway was packed every single night. And there were a lot of bull reasons why. Bull caused a lot of chaos at Amway and a lot of emotion. But outside of that, people are showing up. People are hungry to support this team. I think it also helps in a way that Orlando City, the soccer team, is playing really, really well too. So there's a lot of excitement in that area too. So downtown Orlando has been popping for a little while now. And I think that this team, that the excitement in the air that we all have, I can't wait for Tuesday, man. I'll be there for Tuesday night's game. I know it won't be the same. It's not a regular season game. But opening night is less than 2 weeks away now. I think that we'll see a lot of sellouts. I think last week, I don't know if we talked about it last week or not, but the Magic were the third highest team in ticket sales in the NBA. So I mean, think about that for a second. From where we're coming from, the AG, Vucevic, Fournier, even those days when we're not selling Amway out. And all of a sudden, here we are. Third highest selling team when it comes to tickets. That for me is exciting. Anything for you? And any takeaways from you?
I mean, the biggest thing is there's no experience, in my opinion, when it comes to Orlando sports, than the Orlando Magic in the playoffs. It is such a different atmosphere. It's a different experience. It's a different feeling. Just being around Magic fans during this time period and kind of packing out downtown, being in the games are just louder. It's just a different aspect all around. And to be in a mind frame where we know that that is a realistic destination this season. Like last season, we looked at it as, all right, this might be, we have the team, we have the talent, but then going through the injuries and then hearing about the tanking and one more draft and all these different things, it was kind of like, we might get there, but we might not, right? But this season, this is the one. This is it. This is, it's not where we're learning, we're trying to figure out, we're trying to do this and that, right? There's still an element to it, because the Magic eventually, this trade season, this trade deadline, I do feel like the Magic will end up making moves. So the Magic front office, there's still a lot of learning that they have to do this season. But this season, there's a goal, and hearing the players talk about it during training camp and media day, and seeing how they're playing now, again, it's put me in a position where I have the confidence that if I was a betting man, which I am, I would put a lot on the home team getting to the playoffs, whether that's directly to the playoffs or through the play-in. I don't care. As long as we're in the dance, it's all that I care about. And I truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that this season is the season.
Yeah, man. I think to summarize it quickly, it would have to be, there's expectations this year, right? There's no longer, exactly. Oh my God, yep. Come January, we got a tank because X, Y, and Z player is projected to be top five. We don't care about that. There's expectations. We got to win. We keep hearing about it in training camp, how Coach Mose is saying, you guys want to do these things, want to accomplish these things, go out and do it. So I love the mentality. And like you, I definitely think this year it's no longer about the lottery. It's no longer about the draft. It's truly about, we got to make a major step in half playoff basketball happening at Amway Center come April 20th or whatever it may be. So it's exciting, and I definitely think we have the unit, the team in place to make that happen.
There's nothing like it. This season has to be about proving people wrong. And if it's not about proving people wrong, then it's about proving us right. We know the type of team that we are. The team knows the type of team that they are. Sky's the limit. It's just a matter of putting the work in, getting better every day, minimizing mistakes, staying healthy. And Magic got a shot. That's a wrap for us. Appreciate you guys for listening. We will catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.